Let's do Tamei HaMinhagim. We're going to continue with a Ha'ara in Siv Hei, and then hopefully Siv Vav. So we're in the middle talking about how the right always needs to overpower the left, because the right is Kedusha, and the left is the Kayach of the Sitra Achra. He writes that this is a reason, it's interesting, this is still done by Hasidim nowadays, is that the clothing that they wear is all right over left, meaning the side with the buttonholes is the right side, and the side with the buttons is the left, on the suit jackets, on whatever, bekishas, and on shirts. And the reason is because we always want the right side to overpower the left. So he says, but by the pants, the left side of the pants buckles on top, or buttons on top of the right side. So we had finished talking a couple days ago about how whenever the right overpowers the left, you still need to throw a bone to the left side, like we talked about the Sa'ir Lazazil and how the right hand washes the left. So he says, even the way that we dress, everything is ois gecheshbent. Everything is calculated. It's always right over left because we want the tzad yamin, the right side, to be over the left side. And at the same time, we give them something. And that's why by the pants, there is the left buttonhole is over the right side. And that's to give them something. So again, they won't be mekatrig and they won't prosecute or go against the person wearing the clothing. It's interesting that this goes way back when to the Heiliger Mendel Rimenover. The Mendel Rimenover writes in a letter that he's bent out of shape about the fact that they changed the method of dressing, and that nowadays people dress like the nations of the world, and we button the left side over the right side. Most suit jackets are purchased that way, and everybody shops where you can get, you know, normal suit jackets, and that's the way that they're buttoned nowadays, is left over right. And one would think, okay, big deal. So this is the style, or that's the style. But we see over here that, you know, everything that we do, every little move that we do, and we're going to continue talking about this, Mitzvah, in a couple of days with regard to even how we tie our shoes, everything that we do has a cheshbon, everything that we do is calculated, and Mendel Rimenover writes that with the fact that we button the left side over the right, we're magbir the smoil al the yamin, we're magbir the left over the right side, we make it more powerful, and that's not good. So we have to stay away from the type of clothing that they wear and stick to what it is that we're used to doing. Anyways, that is the end of Siv Hei, and there's a lot to talk about, but I'd like to get moving a little bit. Siv Vav is, he writes, the reason that we make Al Netilas Yadayim in the morning, even though after a person uses the bathroom, or a person goes to Davin, where he washes Netilas Yadayim, there is no bracha. When I come out of the bathroom, you know, during the day, there's no bracha Al Netilas Yadayim. It's only in the morning, only Shacharis. So he says the reason is because in the morning a person is like a Birya Chadasha, as we discussed in Sif Aleph. A person is as if he was created anew, and we thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for our neshama, and we start a new life, a new day, a new life. And just like the Kohen, when he enters the Beis HaMikdash, needs to wash his hands, so we are like, every person when they get up in the morning is like the Kohen who washes his hands to start his Aveda all over again. This comes from the Rashba. And therefore, we make the bracha al netilas yadayim, and that's only we are renewed like that in the morning, not after every time we use the bathroom or we wash our hands for whatever other reason. He says, ideally, one should not be mafsik, should not interrupt from when he makes the bracha of netilas yadayim until he gets through birchas hashachar, and he should say netilas yadayim, and then asher yatzar. And then after Asher Yatzar, he should say immediately Elikai Neshama. And the reason is because Elikai Neshama does not start with Baruch. And if it doesn't start with Bracha, with Baruch, then it's called a Bracha Smucha. And therefore we should we should connect it to Reifei Chalbasar Mafli Lasis, and then say Elikai Neshama, and then we should say Berchus HaTorah, and a person should not interrupt from when he starts Nitil Yadayim until he finishes the bracha of Berchus HaTorah. A person makes a bracha of Asher Yotzar when he gets up in the morning, even if he did not use the restrooms during the night. And he writes that the reason for that is because up until he washed on Tilz Yadayim, a person is not supposed to touch his nekavim, which I think literally means orifices. And afterwards it's mutter, so we make the bracha of the fact that Hashem created in us nekavim, nekavim, chaludim, chaludim. So again, a person makes the bracha on the Tilz Yadayim and Asher Yotzar when he gets up in the morning. And then he talks about Birchas HaTorah, the fact that the first bracha, Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvos of his tzivanu lasik b'divrei Torah, is connected to v'harevno, which comes afterwards, where we ask Hashem to sweeten the Torah in our mouths. And there is no amen between lasik b'divrei Torah and v'harevno. You don't answer amen because it's all one long bracha. He writes that in the Kavanas of the Arizal, he did say amen after lasik b'divrei Torah because he felt that the bracha of lasik b'divrei Torah is a bracha unto itself, which would make Berchas HaTorah in the morning three separate brachas as opposed to two. It's interesting enough that there are two brachas, because I don't know of another mitzvah or that we would say two brachas on. Maybe, you know, you can say you can argue that a bris, you say two brachas, but very few mitzvahs do you say two brachas on. Basically, according to the Ari, we have three brachas: Lasik B'divrei Torah, Hamalamed Torah to the Am Yisrael, and Baruch Atah Hashem Neisen HaTorah. Okay, Meretz Hashem, until next time, have a great day.